Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture on this next to the last Monday in March. All eyes and ears in agriculture looking forward to the 31st, a week from today, when we'll get USDA's planting intentions report, and we'll analyze that coming up in our next segment after we check morning markets. But first, the farm news. Last Friday, a Georgia jury found agricultural products giant Bayer liable for more than $2 billion in damages to a plaintiff who argued that Roundup weed killer caused his cancer. The penalties awarded include $65 million in compensatory damage and $2 billion in punitive damages. Bayer's Monsanto subsidiary said it would appeal the verdict. Bayer has been tied up in Roundup litigation since its 2018 acquisition of Monsanto. The company has prevailed in 17 of about 24 trials. Some 181,000 claims, of which about 114,000 were settled or did not move forward for various reasons. In a statement from Monsanto, the Bayer subsidiary said, "Our track record demonstrates that we win when plaintiffs' attorneys and their experts are not allowed to misrepresent the worldwide regulatory and scientific assessments that continue to support the product safety." The other big headline Friday, lower placements of cattle in feedlots in the March Cattle on Feed report.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell.
The biggest thing to note was the number of placements during the month of February, 18% lower than a year ago.
Yet McConnell says one thing to keep in mind with that placement tally.
February of 2024, we actually had a relatively high placement number. A lot of that was driven by the fact that we had some pretty strong winter storms in January of 2024.
With placements down 8% from last year. A combination of smaller domestic cattle inventories and fewer cattle imports. Slower marketings due to higher prices translates to slower slaughter pace to start 2025. In total, 11.6 million head of cattle were recorded in feedlots as of March 1st. That inventory down 2% year over year.
USDA announced Bill Beam as the next administrator of the Farm Service Agency. Beam is a Pennsylvania farmer and president of Rural Investment to Protect Our Environment, or RIPE. He served as the deputy administrator for farm programs at FSA 2018 to 2021. He's a fourth-generation farmer raising corn, soy, wheat, hay, specialty crops, and beef in Elverson, Pennsylvania. The Fertilizer Institute thanked President Donald Trump for including potash alongside critical minerals in an executive order. Fertilizer Institute President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch says it's a forward-looking action by the president to help ensure U.S. farmers have access to the essential nutrients they need to grow the crops that feed our nation. This is Inside Agriculture. Back with the markets next.